Okay, huge game Sunday, this weekend, sorry, with the Giants up against the Vixens for a spot in the grand final over in the West against the West Coast Fever the following week. And the Giants coming off a 55-48 elimination final win against Collingwood. And joining us now is their coach, Julie Fitzgerald. Julie, good morning to you.
Good morning, everyone.
Here you are, back one game away from the grand final. Describe how big this challenge is against the Vixens this week.
Look, we know it's an enormous challenge. They have definitely been the form team all year. They deserve their minor premiership, and we'll have to play very well to be able to get on top of them.
And how can you worry them, Julie? What are the strengths of your side, do you feel, and how you match up against them?
We've always matched up really well against the Vixens, and I think we're a team that's really started to grow in the second half of the season. I think we were a bit slow to get started at the beginning, but every game we've played in the second round, we've got a little bit better. So you want to be on the rise when you're coming into finals.
Julie, what about you guys in regards to super shots? I feel like, is that a tactic now for you guys? Because you're brilliant.
Well, I just think it's a rule of the game. The super shot's there. Take advantage of it if you need to. I was never a fan of it when it was introduced, but it's there now. I think it's there to stay, so make use of it.
How surprised, Julie, are you with the absence, I guess, of your players in the Diamonds Commonwealth game squad? I think it was only Jamie Lee Price who's a travelling reserve. Is that right?
Yeah, that is true. And I won't hide. I'm bitterly disappointed by it.
And who have you been, I suppose, really impressed with this season that really could have made their mark in that squad at the Commonwealth Games?
I think Jamie Lee, particularly in the back end of the season, has had a very, very good season, and I think she's the type of player that wins matches for you. And I think Sophie Dwyer is such a star of the future, and Amy Parmenter's stats speak for themselves. She gains more ball than any other centre court in the league.
Julie, I'm sure your focus right now is on the Vixens, but it must be hard not to look too far ahead and be excited about that game in Perth, if you can get there.
Oh, look, it's at the back of your mind, but I very much know that this week is the one that counts. The Vixens is a big ask for us. We're on the road. We'll play in front of a very hostile crowd. There's a lot of things that we've got to think about before we look ahead.
At least on the court, Julie, it looks like, obviously been around the sport in Australia for a long time. It looks like the competition's as healthy as it's ever been.
In all the years I've been around, I've never played in a league that's this close. The battle to get into the top four at the end, and even that last round, I've never been involved in one as close as this has been.
And yet we've got this competitiveness on court, and yet these stories around the financial trouble that Netball Australia is reportedly in. I mean, how anxious are the coaches, the players, and other stakeholders around the game?
Look, I think it's disappointing, but I know that from our point of view, our state is in a healthy condition. And I think Netball Australia will be too. I think they'll be able to work their way out of this. They're aware of what they need to do. I don't think we're terribly anxious about it. It's disappointing, but it's something that we know will be resolved.
Julie, what about the experience of being in the final last year? How much has that helped for you and the girls in the position you're in now?
I'm hoping it'll help a lot. We've got some very young players in there, like Tilly McDonald's only 21, Sophie's only 20. So they're on a big learning curve, but I think the experience of last year will help us out. And I think it helped us out last week.
I think we got a question from one of our listeners here, Steve from Foster. Hey, lads, can you ask Julie, does she think the umps have been easy on held ball call throughout the game, but especially when shooting and more so the two-point shots?
I don't care if they're easy or they're not, as long as they're consistent, and I think they've been pretty consistent on the held ball. As long as you know what to expect, you can cope.
They used to get me on the step all the time, Julie, indoor netball. I was a bad stepper. Whistle blows, back, Clark, step. You know, I loved my netball back in the heyday.
Trust you to go off the mark early. we're talking yesterday, Julie, about, in rugby, there's talk about Australia, maybe even breaking away from New Zealand, which is what netball did. In hindsight, was that the right decision, the wrong decision? What do you make of the fact that we're not, we haven't got our teams crossing over and playing in that Trans-Tasman comp anymore?
I think it was a difficult decision when it was made. I was in New Zealand at the time, and I thought it was heartbreaking at the time. But Australia has gone on to develop the best league in the world. And to be able to claim that without any doubt in anyone's mind, I think is a major achievement. And hopefully everything will be resolved and we will continue to grow. And New Zealand, their own league has developed across the time, but it is still nowhere near the standard of the league that's played in Australia.
Well, Julie, let's hope we see the Giants back in the grand final. Good luck against the Vixens this week.
Thank you very much.